The storm-battered Philippines struggle to clean up. Girls in Kenya find safe haven with a Christian school. And a television satellite ministry leaps at the potential to double its audience. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Landslides added misery to the typhoon wreckage in the Philippines. The United Nations wants $74 million to help survivors. Food for the Hungry's Debbie Toribio says not only is there a crisis now,
it also devastated our agriculture, and that province that was hit by the second typhoon is our rice granary. So it's really bad because there will be rice shortage.
The staff is working with emergency response unit to meet immediate needs.
Most of the people are still needing food and other non-food items.
But they have to work fast.
Some areas are still flooded up to the waist level. So many people could not really work. And the spread of diseases is starting.
Keep praying. Hearts are opening to the gospel.
Some of the churches after that typhoon were all filled with people. It becomes really an opportunity for us to really share the love of God.
Next, Christians are reaching out to victims of historic flooding in Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh, India. 230 people have been killed, while more than 10 million others are homeless. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says more than 170 church buildings have been affected and 30,000 Christian families. GFA-supported missionaries are reaching out. Yohannan says your gift to GFA flood relief will help the church and ensure that non-believers receiving aid will hear the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. Dozens of girls in Kenya fled from home to escape forced marriage and a deadly rite of passage for girls. Dale Dealman of Worldwide Christian School says they fled to their partner, Camaris Christian School.
The school has decided, as a Christian school, to stand in the gap for these girls.
It started with 10. 3 months later, it was 60, and more are coming daily.
These girls wanted to escape that. They wanted to come not just for an education, but to protect themselves. They have seen their sisters and aunties and other people literally die from these practices.
The school, already struggling in a famine area, is also overcrowded. Dealman says they're trying to build a new dorm and classroom space. They're hoping to raise $40,000 by year's end. More than that,
they're trying to be Christ and represent Christ's compassion to the girls, but try to also be a point of peace and reconciliation with the families.
Meanwhile, strong restrictions on Christian broadcasting have prevented Sat-7, a Christian satellite television service to the Middle East and North Africa, from utilizing two of its three satellites in the Arab world. However, Terry Ascott with Sat-7 says,
these restrictions have been relaxed somewhat on one of these satellite systems, enabling us to secure two channels, opening up a whole new audience for us, which will more than double our potential viewing audience overnight.
Up to 15 million more homes could be reached with Sat-7 programming and the message of Christ.
Really, it's just more of the same amazing opportunity that we have with the European satellite system. In other words, if you can double your audience, you're doubling your impact, you're doubling the lives that will be changed.
While Sat-7 is thrilled with this new opportunity, they still need the financial support to keep these new satellite channels up and running. But Ascott says it's always been a walk of faith. You can help them expand their ministry by visiting our website. And China Aid reports an Olympian qualifier was honored yesterday as he stood on new legs for China's freedom. Feng Zhang lost his legs in 1989 after rescuing a student in Tiananmen Square. Oppressed by the government, Zhang uses his story to expose the truth of rights abuses in China. His story dovetails with China Aid's mission to serve as a voice for the persecuted church in China. Keep praying that through this effort, doors will open for the hope of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat-7's making available two DVDs, Keys to the Middle East and the Storybook of Sat-7, two high-end productions that will help you understand ministry in the Middle East a little better so you can pray more effectively for this troubled region of the world. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.